You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. I better not be losing my voice. That's what happens when you talk for 3 hours a day. I talk all day long. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Got a lot to talk about. This caught my eye. There's a Chinese woman that breastfeeds monkeys. Did you guys hear about this? Zhai Zinzhen breastfeeds monkeys that actually her husband trains. Apparently her husband is a pretty famous monkey trainer. Huang Aking, 34 years old, trains monkeys for a living. But he thinks the reason why he's so successful is because his wife breastfeeds them. These monkeys are like their children. Many times some of the baby monkeys slip into our bed at night to suck my breasts. In this house, the monkeys are king. The primates he trains later go on to perform in movies, circuses, theaters, and with street performers. They say Zhao isn't the first woman to breastfeed animals. In October, Terry Graham, a British woman, raised some eyebrows when she revealed she breastfeeds her daughter's dog. And the dog is a pug, and the dog's name is Spider. I mean, I'm for breastfeeding people. I always have been. But breastfeed humans. Honestly, I guess they'll bond to you more. I don't trust animals. Something could spook them and they'll bite a nipple off. You guys are gutsier. You have more cojones than I do. Graham said this was a way to satisfy her maternal instinct. This is the British woman. Having the dog named Spider suckle on my boob, she says, means I finally feel complete and a better mother. That sounds a little fetishy to me. Okay, I want to move on. That's kind of weird. That's really weird. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. You thought doctors were overpaid. There's actually a list of overpaid actors. Hollywood's most overpaid actors. Number one, Eddie Murphy. Forbes has just released its list of Hollywood most overpaid actors. They say Eddie Murphy tops the list. They say that for every dollar Eddie Murphy was paid for his last three films, they only returned on average $2.30 at the box office. So what were his last few films? He had Meet Dave, Tower Heist, A Thousand Words. I guess imagine that. I don't know if I've seen that one. A Thousand Words I thought was okay, but no, not the most fun. See, here's my thing. I think Eddie Murphy is brilliant. Okay, I've always been a huge Eddie Murphy fan. I mean, you know, think about it. Eddie Murphy was able to overcome some huge barriers. He was probably the first African-American. I remember my partner who I opened up my practice with brought this to mind. He goes, think about it. You know, you had Sidney Poitier. You know, you have Denzel Washington, etc. But the first African-American actor that actually headlined his own movie was the main star. Because remember, 24 Hours, Eddie Murphy was still with Nick Nolte. I think Nick Nolte was still the first name. But Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Beverly Hills Cop 3. I mean, Eddie Murphy was able to be probably one of the first African-American blockbusting stars that headlined his own movie. And, I mean, I thought his comedy was brilliant. I mean, I just loved his style. True, it was kind of dirty, you know, but not as dirty as Richard Pryor. I mean, if you ever saw some of, you know, Richard Pryor's stand-ups, that could be pretty bad. Was it Bill Cosby that had to actually ask Richard Pryor to tone it down a little bit? You know, he said, you know, you're funny, just tone it down. Now, Bill Cosby Okay, Bill Cosby, though, didn't head a movie. We're talking about, okay, Bill Cosby, yeah, he had the Fat Albert cartoon. He did, of course, I mean, you know, he was on multiple TV shows and the Huxtables and all that. But in terms of being a blockbusting, headliner, Eddie Murphy was the first one to do that. And, I think Bill Cosby is a genius as well. So I'm a huge fan. The problem is... You know, being a little older and already knowing the shtick, I mean, it's been 30 years, maybe it's getting a little old. I mean, he still makes me laugh, and I'm still a huge fan, but I don't think he's put in the movies that he needs to be. You know, I thought The Nutty Professor, brilliant. I mean, for Eddie Murphy to be able to do all these different roles, you know, like the father and the mother, you know, I'm thinking about getting my colon cleansed. 30. Yep, please. I just think Eddie Murphy is extremely talented. But, you know, unfortunately, Forbes thinks he's overpaid. And again, you put him in a crappy movie. They say Katherine Heigl, who also they believe is overpaid, one for the Money Star. They say for every dollar she got paid, they only made $3.40. They say Reese Witherspoon is overpaid. She came in third with an average of $3.90 for every dollar she was paid. They say Sandra Bullock overpaid, Jack Black, Nicolas Cage, Adam Sandler. I think what hurt Adam Sandler was Jack and Jill. Denzel Washington, I think, is overpaid. Ben Stiller and Sarah Jessica Parker. So, of course, this is probably going to be coming out because, you know, Hollywood needs to save money, too. We're talking about Hollywood needing to save money yesterday, where these show seasons, they don't go from September to May anymore, right? A show season now is 12 shows, and that's it. But is Dr. Dahlia overpaid? Yes. No, Dr. Dahlia is not overpaid. Honestly, this is some real good talent here. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have been wondering what happened with that hepatitis technician. This was the guy that was kind of traveling around to different health facilities, and he caused a hepatitis C outbreak. David Kwiatkowski, 33 years old, appeared in district court, arraigned on 14 charges that he was indicted on last week. I heard that he apparently entered a plea of not guilty, even though he allegedly is getting busted for 7 counts of tampering with a consumer product, 7 counts of illegally obtaining drugs, and causing multiple people to come down with hepatitis C, which can kill. This guy's a piece of work. Don't go away. I want to talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, work on the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to all of you tuning in and all our affiliates out there. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Now, you know, many of you are truckers out there, and, you know, I like to kind of hang out on the Trucker Forum, one of your message boards. It's great. You know, sometimes I'm not on there every day, but, you know, I have a little thread where you could also ask medical questions there. And Mike writes, Doc, are flu shots a good idea or a bad idea? Should we get a flu shot or not? And why? Some people swear by them. Others are convinced that the shot will either do nothing for them or that the shot will give them the flu. We talked about this last year. We probably talk about it every year, and it's a phenomenal question because many of you, you know, have been hearing that, okay, this flu season is supposed to be really, really bad. The flu season started early. I usually start seeing people get the flu around November. So for people, now that we're in December, you know, people saying, well, the flu came early. I think this is the right time for flu to come. Now, many people go, well, if I didn't get a flu shot now, it's too late. No. No, it's not too late. You could get the flu shot now. I mean, it takes a couple weeks to kick in, but remember, flu season can go all the way into February, March. You could get the flu. I got the flu, for crying out loud, in May one year. When swine flu started coming out, my whole family was sick and badly sick, in May, for crying out loud. So as far as I'm concerned, get the flu shot whenever. I mean, as long as it's right for the season, I'm fine with that. People that we say to avoid the flu shot, I mean, until they have widespread batches that were not made in eggs. Remember I was talking to you about how some companies are trying to mass formulate non-egg produced flu shots. For those of you with an egg allergy, we've been telling you to avoid the flu shot. For those of you with unstable neurological conditions like epilepsy, Guillain-Barré, etc., we don't want you to get the flu shot. But for the most part, depending on the type of shot you get, you know, 6 months on up, yes, we are recommending the flu shot. Now, there's a couple different types. We've talked about those. You have the killed inactivated flu shot, and then you got the live attenuated. Your nasal spray flu shot that's been out for, I believe, about a decade now. That nasal spray flu shot, it's a nice one, okay, because you don't have to get an injection. You just spray it in the nose. Kids like it. But keep in mind, that is then the live attenuated flu shot. A live attenuated shot means it has a very, very, very weakened form of the flu. We don't give that one to pregnant women. We don't. We give the women the killed shot, the vaccine shot, but we don't give them the nasal spray. And, you know, it works. The live attenuated version that gets sprayed in the nose builds up an immune system. I really haven't had any patients say they got the flu from that, the live attenuated version. So I'm pretty happy with it. The killed vaccine is the one that we've been offering in our office. Very easy to administer, 6 months on up. We could give it to pregnant women. We could give it to people with diabetes. We could give it to seniors, kids, people alike. No shortage. So right now it seems like everybody could get the shot that wants to. But it's the killed outer. It's a killed flu, so you're only dealing with the outer, quote unquote, skeleton coat. And that induces the immune system. Now, many people will say, Dr. Dahlia, I will not get the flu shot because the flu shot makes me sick. The flu shot gives me the flu. This is what's happening with that. And I gotta tell you, I mean, when my patients, remember, I'm a board certified family doctor, so I have to recommend the flu shot. All right. And I am. I am recommending that everybody that qualifies gets the flu shot. However, if I have a patient or I have a listener that says, Dahlia, I don't want to take the risk, I got some spidey sense with it, I'm nervous, or I think I'm just going to get the flu by it, I always get sick whenever I get the flu shot, I'm not going to push it with you. All right? I'm not going to push it. I mean, very, very, very rare side effects have been reported. It's rare. If you don't think you want it, I'm not going to push it. But yes, the recommendation, and as a family doc, I do recommend the flu shot. I always will. Okay, I recommend the flu shot, just like I recommended swine flu vaccine back then as well. So, but again, I do understand that some of you have this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. But I do need to correct some of you. Okay, the flu shot, the killed inactivated flu shot, that will not give you the flu. Okay, so if you're getting sick, a variety of things could be going on. If you get sick from the flu shot, and this is what we talked about last year, so I apologize for those of you that have been listening year after year if this is a repeat of something we talked about last year. But for many of you that are new to the show, let me explain to you what happens to those of you who quote-unquote get sick after the flu shot. One thing that could be happening is when you are given a vaccine, you get this post-vaccine inflammatory response that just makes you feel crappy. And even though you're not infected with the flu, your body looks at this antigen and you'll get a fever. You'll get body aches. But you're not sick with the flu. What's happening is your body is responding because it thinks it's flu. And you get the fever, you get the body aches, et cetera, and it's your immune response. And then the immune response dies down, et cetera. So for those of you that say, well, I got the flu last year after I got the flu shot, that could have been what was going on. It was your body's immune inflammatory response. Number two, you could get the shot, and while your body is starting to mount the immune response, you're a little weak. Before you make that immune response, here comes Mr. Flu Bug, you're a little weak, you get the flu. Which is why we always try and recommend vaccination before we're in the dearth of the flu season. Or number three, you were exposed to the flu a couple days before you got the shot, and you're now coming down with the flu because you were going to get the flu anyway. So that could be a third thing that's going on. But because of the way these flu shots are made, you will not get the flu from the killed vaccine. But anybody who says the flu shot makes them sick, I believe them. I'm not going to disprove them or discredit them because I think it could be one of those other three things that I just explained could be going on. And if you get that type of reaction where you get a fever and joint ache and you feel crummy for a few days because you got the flu shot, I mean, at that point, if you don't want to take the flu shot, I'm not going to make you do it. No way. So, but we need to though get that concept out of our heads that the killed flu shot is giving people flu. Now, again, can you get the flu shot from the live attenuated? Yes, you can. The live attenuated one could have that potential. It shouldn't. It's a weak form. But yes, it could have that potential, which is why we don't give it to pregnant women. I mean, why take the chance? And I don't believe we give it to very young infants or toddlers. I think you have to be at least 2 years old before we even think about that with the kids. But it's a form that works. You know, it does. So I hope that kind of, cleared the air on that one. But great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Earlier this year, we were talking about a woman who had a rare sexual disorder. It was a rare disorder where she kept orgasming multiple times throughout the day. And unfortunately, the media kind of made a circus on this one. Gretchen Melanin, 39 years old, had been struggling with persistent genital arousal disorder. She had been suffering with it for 16 years. She would become physically aroused, not psychologically, had some sort of malfunctioning nerves. She couldn't go to work. She couldn't sleep. It wasn't until 2007 when she was, saw, I guess, an episode of 2020 and saw another woman talk about the condition. She didn't realize what she had. Well, unfortunately, she couldn't take it anymore, and she took her own life. Gretchen Melanin now is dead. This is very, very scary because this is just another example of people having conditions. They're not being any help. They're not being anything we could do for them. And sometimes they feel like they have nowhere to turn. You know, when Kansas City Chiefs, player Belcher died, committed suicide, murder-suicide, killed his girlfriend and then himself allegedly, over the weekend, the past weekend. You know, many people are trying to realize, why would he do something like that? Was it chronic traumatic brain injury? You know, are football players getting hit in the head so much that they lose the cognitive ability to know right from wrong? You know, I mean, we've seen other players commit suicide. You know, other NFL players, one head would shot himself in the chest and said, please use my brain for science. You know, please study this. And it's just frustrating that we don't have that capacity. And it's even more frustrating for me to see research dollars go away, especially with, nobody figuring out what to do with this fiscal cliff. And it scares me that, with changes like Obamacare, et cetera, there's this anti-research mode. Now, true, I think some studies out there are stupid. Honestly, you're wasting money on men's testosterone rising at a strip club. Honestly, I don't want to say any reason. I mean, all research, I guess, has its merits. But I would really rather they study something where a person's life is in the balance for now. Okay? And then later study testosterone at strip clubs. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, another report has been coming out on the cleanliness of Greek hospitals. Apparently, Greek hospitals, according to Reuters, are in such dire straits that staff are failing to keep up basic disease controls, such as using gloves and gowns, threatening a rise in multi-drug-resistant infections. This is according to Europe's top health official. Now, they say Greece already has one of the worst problems in Europe with hospital-acquired infections. The disease experts fear this is being made worse because of the economic crisis. They say healthcare staffing levels have been cut so much that it's hurt standards of care. They say there's less doctors and nurses to look after more patients, and hospitals are running low on cash for supplies. Risks are now being seen with basic hygiene, according to Mark Springer, director of the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. He says, I have seen places where the financial system situation did not even allow for basic requirements like gloves, gowns, gowns and alcohol wipes. They say they already knew Greece was in a bad situation regarding antibiotic-resistant infections, but after visiting hospitals, I am really convinced we have reached 1 minute to midnight in this battle. He said the situation means patients that have like TB, which is highly contagious, tuberculosis, may not get the treatment they need. And if there's drug resistant forms, that could just spread like wildfire throughout Europe. They say Greece spends $14.4 billion a year on its healthcare system, which is over 5% of its total economic output. They say the system is about 2 billion euros in debt and spending must be cut drastically. They say doctors are exhausted at Greece's 133 state hospitals. Lack of staff, lack of supplies include lack of cotton, lack of catheters, lack of gloves, lack of paper to cover examination beds. Panos Papanikolaou, a member of a doctor's union at neurosurgeon at Athens Nikkei General Hospital, said staff cuts mean as many as 90 to 100 patients a day wait in corridors, with many unable to get treatment. In the chaos, some go untreated or come back again when they are far more seriously ill. He said overworked nurses often treat twice as many patients as before. And the shortage of basic items like disposable gloves meant corners were having to be cut. If a nurse sees 10 patients instead of 5 without disposable gloves, it's certain that the transmission of infections will rise rapidly. Now, I mean, the reason why I'm talking to you guys about Greece is, I mean, we're not that far away here in America. I mean, cuts are being done drastically as well to our healthcare system. Meanwhile, I'm looking at costs of products. I remember when I could buy a box of gloves for $2.50. Boxes of gloves are anywhere from $5 to $8 a box now. Right? And you think with Obamacare coming, people aren't going to try to cut back? Now, those of us that are American trained, I can vouch for, we change gloves multiple times. We were never taught, no matter what situation we're in, to cut back on any sort of ability to prevent transmission of pathogens. So if we need to use sterile technique, we use sterile technique. You don't chimp or cut back on any of that. But you would think Grecian doctors and staff are trained the same way. What the heck is going on? I mean, we're it's bad over here, but not that bad. Okay, and I've never practiced in a situation that's that bad. All I could tell you is I would never not change gloves. But what if I worked at a facility that wasn't buying gloves and we ran out? I don't know what I would do. I mean, maybe wrap my hands up in gauze for that one particular patient, take care of that patient, then unwrap my hands with gauze. I don't know what I would do. So, you know, this is pretty scary stuff. You know, I'm just watching what's going on in the news. And I guess Citigroup just announced 11,000 job cuts in order to pay for things coming around the bend. My guess is Obamacare is part of it. And then, you know, we're just kind of watching the back and forth between Obama and Congress. And, you know, wanting to raise taxes. I don't know about you all, but when I was in grade school, I believe there was a recession going on at the time. And we had learned in grade school about recessions. We had learned about taxes. And in grade school, we learned that you never raise taxes during a recession. You never, ever, ever. Ever raise taxes during the recession. There's a clip of President Kennedy, Democratic President JFK, speaking in January 1963, was it? I believe the year he was assassinated. There was a recession going on at the time, and he was talking about giving tax breaks. All right? JFK, Democrat, but boy, the Democrats knew what the heck they were doing back then. I mean, even your own political party decades ago would teach us that you don't raise taxes during a recession. You give tax breaks during a recession. And you have Obama say, well, we tax the wealthy. I mean, it's a very easy three-word sentence that gains a lot of support by people who know nothing about economics. Tax the wealthy. Tax the rich. Tax the wealthy. Tax the rich. Yeah, that sounds good, President Obama. Yeah, that sounds great. Good idea. Tax the wealthy, tax the rich. You don't tax nobody when there's a recession. And what do we have coming up around the bend, which is one of the biggest taxes? Obamacare. Okay, we're trying to get out of this recession. Now, I know the media says the recession's over. Obama fixed it a couple years ago. What? Really? I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it at all. So this is some pretty scary stuff. Here we are. I mean, the election's over. I know many of you that are politically involved think there's something you could do. I hope you're right. But right now, I feel like there is nothing I could do. I feel like all I could do right now is just watch and see the government completely put all, our whole country into a depth and abyss of debt. And no way to later recover. That's all I'm sitting there watching. And I mean, healthcare is in the wings. Our baby boomers are in the wings. Our children are in the balance of this. Citigroup has said they've had to slash 11,000 jobs. It needs to lower expenses. Why? Because we got Obamacare coming around the bend. We got inflation. The dollar isn't worth as much anymore. And they are probably anticipating a very nasty next few years. And don't think people it's going to get better. Hillary Clinton's running in 2016. No matter what people say, I know it. She's going to be running in 2016. People are going to want to vote in the first woman president. We're going to have the Democratic philosophy, the new Democratic philosophy, not the old one, that JFK, you know, the sense and logic JFK had with economics. No. The Democrats aren't bringing to the table 6 decades later. No. You tax the wealthy. That's what they think will solve our problem. Do they know nothing? Unless this is what they purposely want to do. If they purposely want to sink us so badly, such that they could dictatorially take things over, like our health care, etc., then we're falling right into their plan, their master plan. But everybody knows you'd never, ever, ever raise taxes during a recession. But apparently what the big dilemma is we have Obama thinking we're not in a recession. The wealthy are making lots of money. It's fine. Whenever you increase taxes, then there's less spending. When there's less spending in the private sector, there's less hiring. When there's less hiring, then there's less employees that have money going back into the system. It is common knowledge. We, as little babies in grade school, learned this. And they're trying to snow us going, well, we're just going after the rich. We're just going after the rich. Brad Pitt is going to be able to pay for this one. You know, Brad Pitt, interesting, he was in the news. Apparently Mike Tyson says he forgives Brad Pitt for sleeping with his Robin Givens. I guess they were estranged at the time. I guess there was, I think they were still married, but they had broken up. And I guess Brad Pitt in the 80s slept with Robin Givens at the time. Mike Tyson says, I hope Brad doesn't think I'm mad at him. I'm not mad at this guy. My recommendation would be for any of you, if you're going to sleep with someone's estranged wife, Mike Tyson divorced Robin Givens in 1989, make sure it's not a heavyweight, okay? Boxer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Don Sally.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, a phenomenal stocking stuffer is a little note to your spouse saying you signed both of you guys up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise in the summer. Isn't that a nice stocking stuffer? I know, usually I have stockings for the kids, and, you know, we put, you know, little cheap toys in there. But, you know, that you could put something nice in the stocking stuffer. Do that for stocking stuffers, a note saying I signed up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. That should be a fun trip. Don't forget, we are leaving in June, end of June for a week, going out of Seattle, up the Inside Passage of Alaska, of the coastal Alaska and Canada. It is going to be phenomenal. Beautiful trip. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, now, many of you know that I think next week I have my colonoscopy. I'm going to do it on a Saturday because I don't want to miss, doing my radio show, although I'm going to have to take my prep the day before, so I may have to take more bathroom breaks than expected, but that's okay. But I guess they're working on a breath test for colon cancer. They say that they looked at 78 people with or without colon cancer, and they found that the disease had a distinct pattern of chemicals that would be elicited in the patient's breath. When they looked at patients' breath samples, they correctly identified colon cancer patients 76% of the time. Okay, now that's not very sensitive. Okay, I mean, you're missing 24%, but it's interesting. It is an interesting concept. Okay, testing for, now I know some of you are like, well, rather than testing the patient's breath, why don't you test, if you're testing for colon cancer, why not a fart? But you see, here's the thing, guys, here's the thing, stop the giggles. You can't get people to do that on demand. I know some of you are really gifted, I can't. I mean, when I have gas, it could be all day long. But when I don't have gas, if you ask me to expel any, can't happen. I also can't burp on demand. My brother could. My brother could sing the ABCs in burps. You know that song, Jingle Bells in Burps, right from years ago? I can never do that. So I can't burp on demand or fart on demand. But like I said, I mean, I have some, a bean burrito for lunch all night long. I got plenty of samples if you need. So, and honestly, I mean, how many people are really going to hold a breathalyzer to their butt? Come on, people. So anyway, it's an interesting concept. Okay. They're trying so hard to find ways to find colon cancer so we get to avoid the expensive scope. But see, here's the thing. As much as I would love there to be these easy screens, for somebody like me with colon cancer on both sides of the family, and it is so deadly. I mean, when it doesn't get picked up early, I would still personally, for me, go and get the scopes because I need any polyps that they find to be taken out. Now, I've never had a polyp found thus far, but I've only had one colonoscopy. So we're going to find out. We should probably take bets. I don't know if I'm allowed to gamble on the radio, but how many polyps do you think they're going to find in Dr. Dahlia's colon? We should probably take some bets. That would be good. I mean, I do live in Vegas. I don't know if the sports book would take that. That would be a good bet. I mean, I had zero polyps in 2004. I'm 41 years old. Oh, that's a good math question. All right, kids, break out your pencils. Here's a math question. Okay, 41-and-a-half-year-old woman goes in for her colonoscopy, had a negative colonoscopy in 2004. How many colonic polyps do you think she'll have if she's on a train traveling 50 miles an hour to the east and the colonoscopy is traveling towards her sigmoid at 25 miles an hour to the west? Okay, that'd be good. Okay, so anyway, they're also trying to do stool tests. Colon cancer may leave antigens in the stool, pick up the stool test. That would be pretty cool. So they're working on it. They got a lot more to do. Right now, they're recommending colonoscopies every 10 years. That's the recommendation. But most doctors I know are doing it every 5 years. If you have any polyps, every 2 to 3. If you have a high colon cancer family history, it's being recommended every couple years, big time, by doctors in private practice. That doesn't mean the government recommends it. I mean, the government's going to recommend as cheap as possible. All right, but if Dr. Dahlia can go and get a colonoscopy, you all can too. I don't think we're going to be able to broadcast. Apparently, from what I understand, the GI doctor will not allow a microphone to go up into the colon. So when you guys are hearing, "Oh no, we are turning left at the sigmoid," I don't think the GI doctor is going to allow it. I should have probably put more thought into this and seen if I could have had the proctologist changed, so I could find somebody that's a little bit more radio friendly. But just not enough time. And I'm sorry. I really wanted to broadcast a colonoscopy. I am so sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say that salmon that has been genetically modified to grow twice as fast as normal. It's supposed to be introduced into the market, but they don't think that the company that makes the fish can stay afloat. Isn't that a cute little pun? That's from Fox Reports that. All right. Apparently, Aqua Bounty is the company was poised to become the world's first company to sell fish whose DNA has been altered to speed up growth. FDA in 2010 said Aqua Bounty salmon was safe to eat. No big deal, but there's still concerns about the safety. The agency says there's little chance that the salmon could escape and breed with wild fish, you know, disrupting fragile relationships. But right now, the FDA is not approving it, and Aqua Bounty is running out of money. FDA says it's still working on the final piece of its review, a report on the potential environmental impact of the salmon that must be published for comment before an approval can be issued. They said this final decision could be months away. While the delay could mean that a faster-growing salmon will never wind up on our dinner plates is more at stake, they say, than seafood. Aqua Bounty, they say, is the only U.S. company publicly seeking approval for its GMOs, this genetically modified animals that's raised to be eaten. Scientists worry that its experience with FDA's lengthy review process could discourage other U.S. companies from investing in animal biotechnology. And then it would put the U.S. at a disadvantage compared to China and India and other foreign governments that are putting millions of dollars into these types of researchers to improve food safety. They say biotech scientists are already changing their plans to avoid getting stuck with the FDA regulatory limbo. They said researchers at University of California, Davis have transferred an experimental herd of genetically engineered goats. What's a goat sound? See, ba is a lamb. What's a goat? I can't make a goat sound. I'm sorry. I sound like I'm giving birth. UC Davis have transferred an experimental herd of genetically engineered goats that produce protein-enriched milk to Brazil due to concerns about delays at the FDA. And investors are concerned about the FDA's Aqua Bounty review. I mean, here's the thing. I am a little concerned about genetic manipulation. Absolutely. We know that genetic manipulation was originally to reduce disease, to raise productivity, and to increase global food supply. There's genetically modified corn and cotton and soybeans, etc. And these account for more than 4/5 of crops grown in the U.S. So this isn't a small piece of the pie. All right. But, some of us really don't want our food messed with. The thing is I think our food is messed with. I mean, how many of you have bought grapes recently? I mean, I know it's wintertime, so grapes aren't sold. But when you bought grapes in the summer, was it me or were they the size of plums? I mean, these grapes are I know plums are getting bigger. Think of your plum years ago and your apricots years ago. Grapes are now the size of those. Remember I read to you guys, I need to reread this. I'll probably do it on New Year's. Read to you, it was the Better Ladies Better Home and Garden Journal, where in 1900 they predicted what would happen by the year 2000. And one such thing they thought is that fruit would be like the size of a strawberry would be the size of a turkey. They predicted that in the 1900s that we would start playing around with our foods. So I don't know if this type of salmon's going to land on our plates, but either way, I'm getting hungry and it's almost lunchtime. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DAFFELLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today.
today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.